Virgin Radio 104.4 Morning Live, the Chris Fade Show across the UAE. Thank you for having us on. Rossi, take a seat, mate. Don't be wandering. Rossi just wanders when guests comes in. He gets nervous.
Yeah. Everyone, well, we're in the presence of, you know, big stars, so, you know.
There we are. Every morning you're with me, mate. Every morning you're with me.
Oh, no.
We've got it locked in. There is a new movie dropping across the Middle East, the whole region, actually. And I saw on social... I love social media because I saw when it was... They did a big preview of it. There were thousands of people there watching it. I've just driven to work. There's a huge billboard as well running across Sheikh Zayed Road. Rashid and Rajab is the movie. I've got a little bit of a short from the movie that I'm going to play for you in moments here. But we've got the guys who have made it happen. Emirati filmmaker Mohammed Sayed Harib and producer of the movie Ali Mustafa.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations, Mohammed. Congratulations, man. You have been doing this for years as well, man. Before this film, what was the big thing that you created that we all see every day here in the UAE?
Well, actually, I've done a lot of things, but in the realm of animation. So that's a very different process from, you know, being dropped into a set with 80 people who are all like really, really crazy and wanting something. This guy next to me.
With humans, working with humans.
Yeah, it was like a circus. So it's a nice...
That's a compliment, Ali. That's a compliment, right?
Yeah, that's his realm. And you know, I loved working on it for quite a few years before we started shooting for almost 40 days. But, you know, you need therapy after you finish these kind of things.
Wow.
So you said you worked in you did a lot of animation. You created Frieze, right?
Yes.
Which is iconic in the region, right? Like, it's a lot of you may not know it. A lot of you may know it. A lot of you may only know it when you see it. Congratulations on that, because that's iconic here. That's something that it's a legacy now within the country, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things that don't want to go away from you. Like, oh, you're the Frieze guy.
That's been going on for how long, though, Frieze? You started that
one. 2006, and we're 2019. I'm older than the grandmothers now.
So if someone doesn't know what Frieze is, what do you explain to someone?
It's the story of four old grandmothers who live in a secluded neighborhood in modern-day Dubai. And it's like a fish out of water concept, because they're trying to keep up with all those buildings and the influx of people coming here. When they started, these old ladies, we had no electricity in this country, no education. And now suddenly they're neighbors with the tallest tower of the world. So what goes into their heads?
So good. Because it's real. I love that.
I must add something to that. Actually, Frieze recently has been the first Emirati export to Japan.
What?
Yeah. So they've dubbed it completely in Japan.
I have no idea why they like that show.
That is amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's dubbed in Japanese. First ever Arabic content that goes there. I went there for the launch, and they are so... like respectful of the content and they like everything that looks weird, probably.
Good on you guys. Well, let's move
very
to
positive
what,
today.
Well,
you
yeah,
are there,
yeah, yeah, he's loving it. But let's move to this big movie that you guys are dropping, which is called Rashid and Rajab. I've seen the shorts. Let me play a little bit of it for you guys here.
Rajab.
Any monkey sabi shugal inta.
Shukran ya Maharaja, kullak zo.
Go!
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 Rossi, could you just translate what just happened then?
Yeah.
Well, basically, look, the film is completely subtitled, and it's done in a way where it's very, very easy to follow.
Yeah. Amazing.
It follows the same kind of like themes and styles of, you know, Freaky Friday and the Switch Up. It's like a soul switch comedy, and I think Mohammed can should add to that.
So,
you take over.
I can subtract
look,
from that.
Look at Ali now. He's like a professional, isn't he? He's like, you could host this show easily.
He's like, yeah, you do it.
Let me ask something about a movie. What are your role? I still don't really understand the director and the producer difference.
Me neither. Okay.
That's great.
Can I just say,
can you explain, Ali?
Yeah,
obviously,
layman terms or more Dubai terms in terms of what's going on with development. So, if anyone understands, I guess construction and things like that. So, the architect of the building would be the director,
mm-hmm.
and the project manager would be the producer.
Okay.
So that's kind of like
how it
works.
Yeah.
And so, Ali, you are the producer.
Yes.
He's one of three directors in their own realm who were producers. You could, so you can imagine the peer pressure I had when I walked into the set and they're like, all directors who want to do their own thing. Do you see this happening this way?
Like, is it hard for
influence.
You? Is it hard for you to like sit back? Because you're obviously a director, so you're used to directing films and being involved in the whole. Is that hard for you?
It was day one. Day one was, I think, probably difficult. And I'll explain why. It's because when you read the script, you have obviously your own clear vision of what's happening, right? Yeah. So when day one hit, I started to see Muhammad's vision, which was the complete 180 degrees to mine. Yeah. Which doesn't mean it was wrong. It just means it was different.
Of
but then when I started to see his vision and where he was going with it, I just, you know, I sat back and said, whatever this genius needs, I'm going to try and help support to put on screen.
So good. I love it. The movie's Rashid and Rajab. More with the boys next. Hang out. This is Bieber right now. Ed Sheeran. Virgin Radio. Morning.